To our runners next, and once again, Todd and Harrier stalwarts have been on the trail, come wind, rain or shine, and sometimes even sun. 26 Harriers made the trip to Howarth to take part in the Bronte 5-mile road race, described as a deceptively tough ascent that can feel like running into a brick wall. Well, brick wall or not, the ascent held no fears for our doughty Harriers, with Rebecca Hewitt finishing in first place in the ladies' race, followed home in third by Emma Kerwin. With the help of Mel Blackhurst, that was good enough for the ladies to win the team prize. And not to be outdone, the men came home first in their team race too, with Ben Blossy finishing sixth, Joe Daly ninth and Will Tyler 12th. A fine all-round achievement by the Harriers, and congratulations to them all. Now, back to cricket. And it has been another good month for our two Lancashire League clubs, Todmorden and Walsden. Pride of place must go to Walsden this time, who won four matches out of four and moved to the top of the Division 2 table in their bid to secure an immediate return to the top flight after last year's relegation. And they achieved this success without the services of professional Sajid Khan, who was only available for the opening win over Rawtenstall. Sub-professionals Jamil Stewart and Danish Aziz more than played their part, however, as Walsden racked up three more convincing victories over Colne, Great Harwood and East Lancashire. Meanwhile, First Division Todmorden, who reached the semi-final of the Worldly Cup competition, enjoyed a mixed month in the league with victories over Haslingden and Littleborough, but defeats against Clitheroe and Darwin. The win at Littleborough featured a splendid century from professional Ed Moore, who steered his side from a perilous 20-for-3 to a match-winning 203 all-out. A sterling performance. And finally, news that open-air chess has returned to Centervale Park after an absence of many years. The purpose-built stone table and chairs are situated next door to the table tennis table, so if any of our listeners have friends or relatives who enjoy a game of chess, Centervale is the place to be.